It's time to meet Ocean 100's interesting islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum, Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
All right. We are so excited every Friday for Interesting Islander, and today is no different because we have Bianca McGregor, the Chief Executive Officer at the Greater Charlottetown Area Chamber of Commerce, with us. We've intersected in various roles, I think, over the years, and we're awfully excited to have you with us. So welcome, first of all.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a really great honor.
How was the drive-in?
You know what? Not as bad. I was a little nervous. I got up early today, not going to lie, It was fine.
Yes, it was fine. So let's start at the beginning. Tell us a little bit about you. Where did you grow up?
Well, I grew up in Montague. Mm-hmm. Was born in the Magdalen Islands.
Okay.
Yeah. Ooh, fun.
I know.
Very fun.
Good times. So we moved here when I was 5. My mother's a teacher, so she was a teacher for the Eastern School District based out of Montague Consolidated for about 20 years. So yeah, that's those are my kind of island roots, sort of. I do have one grandpa from Tracadie Cross area, so that's my claim to fame.
Yes.
Who's your grandfather?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yep, as it goes.
As it goes. And you went to school, did you go to university here too?
Yeah, UPEI, business admin with a co-op degree. And then left for a couple of years and came back and actually worked for the co-op department at UPEI. I think that was my first grown-up job.
Yep.
Okay. Those grown-up jobs. That's the kind of
first
the turning point.
Job. Yeah.
Yes.
Some of us never actually get to the grown-up job.
We look around this room. The grown-up job. Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Right. I think we do grown-up things here, but
that's not what this is about.
I know. And you've had like so many interesting roles over the years and jobs. So maybe you tell us a little bit about that, because here you are now leading the greater area or Greater Charlottetown Area Chamber of Commerce, but you've had an interesting road there.
Right. Yeah. It feels like it's come full circle. Like if you told 20 something Bianca, new grad out of UPEI, that I would be doing this, just dream come true. But I actually started off probably most of my 20s working for the federal government in grants and contributions in mental health and addictions. Mm-hmm. And that took me to Saskatchewan. I was only supposed to be there for about a year, but I ended up being there for 10.
Wow.
Yeah. And I was kind of halfway through recruited to work with the RCMP Heritage Center out there. It's a national museum on the it's on the front doorstep of a place called Depot Division, which is the training academy for the RCMP. It's where all RCMP are trained. And so I was there for about 5 years. Met my husband, had our son Alex, and then really felt the pull to come home. And that's when we met, because the Canadian Mental Health Association, PEI division, offered me a job and a window to come back home. So I worked with them for a little while.
Yes.
In marketing communications and fund development. And then that led to a really great 3 years leading Island Nature Trust and, you know, buying up land and saving... Mm. saving endangered species, and then that led to this opportunity here with the Greater Charlottetown Area Chamber of Commerce, which is, I have to say, the best job I've ever had.
Love it.
Okay.
Love hearing it.
Yes.
And as you're going through the motions, you know, 10 years in Saskatchewan, did you think CEO would be part of your title at some point in time? Did you aspire for it?
Yes.
Yeah.
And no, I really actually thought I would be the CEO of the RCMP Heritage Center, and I was on that role. But then when you have kids, everything changes.
Ain't that the truth?
Yeah. Everything does change.
So I thought that, but maybe not CEO of the Greater Charlottetown Area Chamber of Commerce, but some nonprofit doing good work for the community for sure.
But now you're, well, back here in PEI, and you are a mom, and you have this great job, and you are on the island and balancing both. So maybe when we come back, we can chat a little bit about how you do that. All those things.
And we'll also talk about Black Friday. I mean, you're the
amazing
CEO of the Greater Charlottetown Chamber of Commerce. We may have a chat about that too.
Lots of great local deals.
Yeah, absolutely. Bianca McGregor is our interesting islander today.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott. Please listen responsibly.
In this corner, the colossal of cold, the sultan of snow.
Owned and operated since 1936. Come early and come often for the best deals.
Ocean 100 weather. rain ending this morning, then cloudy with a chance of showers. Wind gusting to 50 and a high of +3. Partly cloudy tonight. Wind gusting to 40 and a low of -2. Overnight, that wind chill is going to be at -8, which sounds a little chilly. And tomorrow, sunshine. Wind becoming light in the morning, a high of +2. It's 3 in Summerside, 5 in Montague, 3 in Charlottetown.
They were really thicker when they called it the wind chill.
The wind chill? Like you're just like feeling chill about the wind?
I'd be chilly.
Oh, you're making fun of me.
No. All right. Darcy's Trivia for Robin's Donuts. Get your answers in 902-368-1720. Tim Allen plays Scott Calvin in what Christmas movie? Send me a text with your answer. Your celebration calendar for the Confederation Bridge is on the way. And more with our interesting Islander, Bianca McGregor, the CEO of the Greater Charlottetown Area Chamber of Commerce with us today. Johnny Reed, Winter Star. It's Ocean.
Winter Star, up in the sky, looking down on Earth tonight.
Oh, the holiday season is upon us. Johnny Reed and Winter Star. It's Ocean 100, and welcome to the Ocean 100 Morning Show for Charlottetown and Kinlock Home Hardware. It is Darcy, Jill, and Scott hanging out with our interesting Islander today, CEO of the Greater Charlottetown Chamber of Commerce, Bianca McGregor. Thanks for being here today, Bianca.
Thanks for having me.
This is fun. You're kind of getting to see our world, and we're getting to learn about your world. What would you say, being the CEO of the Greater Charlottetown Chamber of Commerce, what is the best part of that job?
Meeting our members and getting to know about their products and services. And there's so much innovation and just cool things happening on this island. So many great entrepreneurial spirits out there. And it doesn't get old. We have 1,000 members, so I haven't met them all, but I really try to get out and meet as many as I can. And it's just such a great community. They're so supportive of each other. They love getting together. They love learning from each other. And it's a really positive experience.
Yeah, I bet. Yeah. I bet.
We were saying earlier too, and we get to witness it here, those businesses, those local businesses are supportive of one another, but they're also so supportive of the island and the needs, you know, and initiatives as a whole, supporting, you know, minor sport, fundraising, all kinds of stuff. We see it here every day. So it's very impressive.
I so appreciate you saying that, because it's there is a direct correlation between healthy communities and healthy commerce. So, you know, all the reason to support local.
Yeah, absolutely. Awesome. Ahead, Darcy.
We'll chat more about that coming up. I wanted to give you an opportunity, though, before the celebration calendar, if you wanted to do a shout out, or like if you know someone with a birthday in March, since you're here now, like whatever you'd like to do, you know?
No, but I'd like to say hi to my team. I feel like they're listening. They all know that this is going on. So this is probably on people's commutes into work.
Wonderful.
And they're not all there yet. I know them, but they're on their way. So shout out to the chamber team.
Awesome. All right. Well, let's do the birthdays now. Fun little huge list today. Little list. Yeah, right. This is a big one, and let's get right into it. If your name's on the list, you're in the draw. I might win a bridge pass in just a couple of moments. Gertrude Ada Ferguson, 91st birthday today. Mm-hmm. Happy birthday, Gertrude, from your granddaughter and family. Kiara Chappell, 9th birthday. Lots of love from Nana and all your family and friends. Off for a ringette tournament in Halifax this weekend. That's right. I know a bunch of teams heading over for that. Tomorrow, Marina is celebrating a birthday. Emma Huggins celebrating today, an 18th, from Dad, Mom, Colby, and Fur Baby Levi. Colby Garnham, happy champagne birthday. Love Devin and Logan, 29th. Well, obviously. My awesome husband, Eddie Ramsey, is what this message says, in Campbellton. 64th birthday today. Lots of love from Stephanie and Finn. Corey Dixon celebrating tomorrow in South Melville. And Jordan Broderick, EA at Sherwood Elementary. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday to Penny Grays from members of Team Phoenix.
Oh, they play trivia on Wednesday nights.
Happy birthday, Penny. Dean Arsenault, happy 60th birthday. Love Angie and Dean in Summerside turning 60, and Shane McGuigan in Mermaid is 14.
Happy birthday to Lynn McKenzie in Stratford. She's 75 years young. The wish comes from your grandson, Seamus. Mason Gary Dillon, happy second birthday to you. Love from all your family. Mike Trainer in Shamrock, teacher at Three Oaks, turning 62. Tomorrow, Ty Baker turning 13. Happy birthday from Dad, Lori, Marley, Zoe, Dylan, and Cam. Another birthday tomorrow. Katie and Caleb Snow, 22. Love Mom, Dad, and Carly. And Cindy Outhouse celebrating 51 years tomorrow. Love from Barb and Tanner.
Carson Vincent of Belfast is 22 today. That one just came in on the old text box there. All right, let's fire that last name in. Make the draw. Congratulations to Dwayne Weeks and Lucas Wolf. Breach pass each. Congratulations. You enjoy that. Don't forget, one more shot here at Darcy's Trivia for Robin's Donuts. Tim Allen plays Scott Calvin in what Christmas movie? 902-368-1720.
Birthdays and anniversaries mean so much, and we love to celebrate with you. Listen at 7:50 weekday mornings on Ocean 100 for the Confederation Bridge Celebration Calendar. Go online to ocean100.com anytime.
Winds becoming light and a high of 2. Confederation Bridge open to all traffic. Download the Confederation Bridge app to stay up to date on travel conditions.
Okay, thank you very much, Scott Chapman. It's 8:06. Good morning. School buses are out right now, so let's pay attention for the flashing lights. Still slushy, kind of gross in some spots, too. So be mindful of that as we get into our Friday and pumped for a weekend. Let's go. Let's tidy up Darcy's trivia for Robin's Donuts. Tim Allen plays Scott Calvin in what Christmas movie? Tim Allen plays Scott Calvin in what Christmas movie? It's actually a series. Oh, and it's yeah. The Santa Claus.
The Santa Claus.
Do you have a favorite Christmas movie, Bianca?
Love Actually.
Oh, that's a good one.
That is such a good
Scott
one.
Scott and I are over here. We like Elf. Elf is our favorite. All right. Congratulations to Nikki Perry, our winner of the $100 gift card from Robin's Donuts. Congratulations. Drop by and see us, and we'll get you hooked up. More with Bianca McGregor, who is our interesting Islander today, and she is the CEO of the Greater Charlottetown Chamber of Commerce.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott for Home Hardware, Charlottetown, and Kinlock. Ocean 100.
Be wise.
Bing Crosby, White Christmas. It's Ocean 100. Having a grand old time here as our interesting Islander joins us today. Bianca McGregor, CEO of the Greater Charlottetown Chamber of Commerce. It is Black Friday today, so we're thinking of all of our local businesses that are opening their doors and hoping for a huge day today. And the Black Friday sales have been around for a bit. So, you know, you've got maybe some time to take advantage of these deals into next week, too.
Yes. We have been talking about the deals. We've also been laughing lots off air. And Bianca, we know you in your role with the chamber, but that's just one part of your identity. Yeah. You are a wife, you're a mom, a daughter, you've been a business owner, present in the community. So I would like to know how you balance all of the things that you do, especially when your role is so public.
Right. Forward-facing, probably well, but internally not well.
That's all right.
I love honesty.
That's okay.
I love it.
I think that's
No, it's okay. Actually, I did a lot of reflecting when I worked at Canadian Mental Health Association about this type of thing and how, like, maybe we shouldn't have it all, or at least we need to have support. So that's a big reason why my husband and I moved home from Saskatchewan, is so that we could be closer to family and we could have those supports.
Yes.
So my mom, God love her, saint, hopefully she might be listening. Audrey, she's a huge help with our son. We're actually homeschooling right now, and she's doing that for us as a retired resource teacher, and just knocking it out of the park. Like, his self-esteem's gone way up. He's ready to tackle school again in January, which is really cool.
Amazing.
My dad's here, my sister, my son has cousins. I have a stepson. We moved him over with us.
Yep.
He's you know, thriving, working, has a girlfriend, doing his own thing, out in the world. Yes. He still has a bedroom at home because I'm told boys come home a couple times at least.
Oh, my. Here, let me hook you up with Sharon Campbell. She'll tell you some stories. Yeah.
But it is a neat thing when you come back home, because I lived away too and I came back home for different reasons, but very much relying on the support of my family. And then the familiarity of, you know, the island and where you grew up and the people that you knew and all of those things. But the relationship that your kids have with their grandparents, it's so special.
Right.
It really is. It really is. And we only, you know, we only have so much time. And
yes.
And it's important to time is the one thing that isn't really monetized. Like, you can make more money, but you can't get more time.
Mm-hmm. No, so, it's true.
It's really important to think about things in chunks of time. So that's kind of how I try to balance. And then obviously, like, having a spouse really helps. Like, I couldn't imagine being a single mom. I do, like, let's be honest, I imagine it sometimes.
Wow, right under the bus.
Love you, honey.
I can't handle this anymore. I didn't sign up for this. Okay, go on.
Right, but yeah, being in that partnership is really great. And then, you know, having a workplace that's, you know, super supportive, especially when you are the CEO and the head of it, you take on a lot of responsibility. So, you know, I just have to point out that board of directors that's super supportive, which is what I have right now, super great people to work with, is also key too. So I think that's kind of all those pieces into place. I'm really lucky. I think it's all luck. Well, not all luck, but part luck and hard work. But it's a mix of the two.
Ah, inspiring stuff.
For sure.
I really appreciate that. We'll wrap things up with Bianca McGregor coming up next.
The Ocean 100 Morning Show with Darcy, Jill, and Scott. Safe to use while operating machinery.
Live Well PEI is a way of life. It's about choosing wellness.
Powered by the dairy farmers of PEI. Producing amazing dairy on PEI.
Rain ending this morning, then cloudy with a chance of showers. Wind gusting to 50 and a high of +3. Partly cloudy tonight. The wind will decrease slightly, gusting to 40, a low of -2. And that wind chill is -8 overnight. And tomorrow, sunshine. Saturday, yay! High +2, wind chill -8 in the morning. Right now, it's 3 in Summerside. It's 7 in Montague, and it's 4 in Charlottetown at Ocean 100.
So, like, it's a little Christmassy out there with that dusting of snow that, you know, just don't look at the, like, slush and the brown snow.
I find that slush very festive slush.
Very festive slush. Yes, that's...
festive slush over there.
Oh, love it. Allie and Theo, it's Ocean 100.
Send the night wind to the little lamb. Do you see what I see? He will bring us goodness and life.
Allie and Theo, do you hear what I hear? The magic of the season is upon us at Ocean 100.
It's time to meet Ocean 100's interesting islanders. Brought to you by Kenmack Energy and Noonan Petroleum. Prince Edward Island's only locally owned and operated heating oil and propane delivery companies.
All right, we've been chatting with Bianca McGregor, the CEO of the Greater Charlottetown Area Chamber of Commerce today. Thank you very much for being here. And you get the invite back whenever you want to come back. Just come on in.
Oh, thank you.
Just knock on the window. We'll send Jill out. She'll come on in and bring you right back in.
No, that's really appreciate that.
Incredible. Yeah. She could also walk through the door. But
true.
If you need me to go and
bring
I'll
in.
Do it.
Okay,
yeah,
well,
I'll
thanks,
do it.
Thanks for being here. Especially on Black Friday. This is a very important day for local businesses right across the island. But I mean, obviously, today an important day for membership of the Greater Charlottetown Area Chamber of Commerce. Why is it so important to shop local?
Just it adds to the local economy. When you're shopping local, you're not just supporting the business owner, you're supporting their employees, you're supporting their employees' families, you're keeping money in the community circulating. Those business owners have an opportunity then to pay it forward for things like food drives and, you know, sponsoring sports teams and all those sorts of things. So it's really important to, you know, take pause and think about the types of things that you could potentially pick up. From a local vendor, because it keeps money in the community, it keeps things flowing. which is really important.
And there's also, I mean, I think obviously there's been impacts over the course of the pandemic and whatnot, and certain behaviors have changed. Sometimes I find myself forgetting how to human, but I, right? I love when I am, I remember like thinking back to those, like that shopping and being downtown and people and seeing people that you run into and the excitement of it all, the connectivity,
right.
the interactions, the human interactions yeah. that you get, you know, in a local store where
exactly.
that person goes the extra mile or says, oh, I thought you might like this because we've seen you before and we know, you know, we know what you like.
Yeah.
There's those things that they do so well. So I you can't match it really.
No, you can't. Thanks for pointing that out. Our office is in the downtown mall, and we're seeing more traffic come through, and just the smiles on people's faces. Yep. I mean, that could have been the sunshine yesterday too, but
it was a big plus.
Yeah, probably for sure.
Yeah,
but they're great. All right. Well, any other shout outs you want to do? Like maybe you know, like family member, like aside from your mom, we shouted her out. I mean, you threw your hubby under the bus a little
I
bit
did.
Earlier there.
No, she didn't.
No, if you wanted to.
He feels the same.
Okay, all right. Okay.
Believe me. No, just my son Alex. I think he's listening with Nanny
Sweet.
This morning. So hi, honey. Love you.
Okay.
He'll be so embarrassed.
Well, we don't want to do that, but we do want to say thank you so much for being here. We're so happy that you're in the role. And like I said, I know our paths have crossed in the past. I think that you are really insightful and compassionate with empathy, and yeah. that you're doing well for the staff and the businesses that you guys represent. So keep doing what you're doing.
I really appreciate that. Thank you so much for having me today.
Thanks, Bianca.